It is odd that we have so little relationship with nature, with the insects, and the leaping frog, and the owl that hoots among the hills, calling for its mate. We never seem to have a feeling for all living things on the earth. If we could establish a deep, abiding relationship with nature, we would never kill an animal for our appetite. We would never harm, vivisect, a monkey, a dog, a guinea pig, for our benefit. We would find other ways to heal our wounds, heal our bodies. But the healing of the mind is something totally different. That healing gradually takes place if you are with nature, with that orange on the tree, and the blade of grass that pushes through the cement, and the hills covered, hidden by the clouds. This is not sentiment or romantic imagination, but a reality of a relationship with everything that lives and moves on the earth. Man has killed millions of whales and is still killing them. All that we derive from their slaughter can be had through other means. But apparently, man loves to kill things. The fleeting deer, the marvellous gazelle, and the great elephant. We love to kill each other. This killing of other beings has never stopped throughout the history of man's life on this earth. If we could, and we must, establish a deep, long, abiding relationship with nature, with the actual trees, the bushes, the flowers, the grass, and the fast-moving clouds, then we would never slaughter another being for any reason whatsoever. Organized murder is war. And though we demonstrate against a particular war, the nuclear, or any other kind of war, we have never demonstrated against war. We have never said that to kill another being is the greatest sin on earth.